That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
I don't talk about this much, but I do love being in the know. I really love being in the know. I love keeping up with pop culture, what's happening, what's not happening. This is not a gossip podcast, but we do happen to have the queen of gossip and pop culture here with us today. She is amazing, Amanda Hirsch. She has not skinny, but not fat. We're actually going to be talking to her about building her small, not small, following, the latest and greatest in pop culture, and how to not get blocked by a celebrity. I have to say, Amanda, fellow Gemini, mother of Noah, 18 months. She's in the fucking trenches. First of all, her podcast is phenomenal. I have to say, she's on my podcast because I think her podcast is incredible. I get pretty much everything I need to know about pop culture from Amanda. You have 2.7 million downloads on your podcast. And I have to say, you're pretty fucking funny.
Oh, thank you. And okay. I was like, I do.
You do. You do. Wait, so take us all back because I know how you started. Take us back on your journey. Your followers were recently so invested with your changing your profile photo on your Instagram. I did my research. How do you have this cult following, Amanda Hirsch? Not skinny, but not fat.
Well, first of all, Molly, teach me how to be this prepared for a podcast. Thank you. Like literally, never have I ever. How did I get this cult following? A, love that. I've always talked about, you know, I make fun of this. Like a lot of celebrities have what I call like toxic fandoms. A great example would be like Taylor Swift, right? So it's like, they're so obsessed with her. Like they might actually like kill someone if like, you know what I mean? Like Taylor Swift fans like won't sleep at night if a new song is coming out. Like I'm not saying you're all toxic. Don't come for me, Swifties. But like, so I've always joked, like, it's my dream to have that. Like, wouldn't you want just people that would like ride and die for you? So, I mean, it's nice that you're saying that, that I have a cult following. And I've noticed this lately, and I talked about it with like friends and family, is like in this era now, so many people are like, I'm a content creator. And like, they post the things, the little microphones, and like, they work on content and like, they talk about it that way. It's like, oh, I haven't created content. And it's like the way I do it is very, nothing is curated. Nothing is trying to look pretty. It really doesn't most of the time. And it's just like the way I would text my sister before I started this, like, oh my God, have you seen blah, blah, blah? I'll just post that instead. And I realized over time that like, wow, not only do they care about this, but some even care about it like more than me. And I always thought I was the craziest motherfucker, but these people are like, wait, but did you notice like on her like sleeve there? I was like, no, I fucking didn't. But so many people are into this. So many people love it. And I really thought I was alone for many, many years until this. And I sort of take everyone for the ride. And
how'd you come up with not skinny, not fat?
Oh, first of all, I hate the name now as it's like neon behind me. FML.
I love the name.
It's going to be harder than like changing like your last name if I ever want to do that. But I think it was like literal for me at the time when I started. I did a lot of memes and I was sort of posting funny things before I posted mostly celebrity content. And I remember just like thinking about, okay, tomorrow I'm going to open an Instagram account. I think it's so fun to like write things on this platform. Like it wasn't that deep at the time. I felt my whole life like I wasn't skinny, but I wasn't fat and I was somewhere in the middle. And if people want to take it to mean more, it can, you know what I mean? But right. I think it's more like being average, being somewhere in the middle, not being this or not being that, and struggling with that at times, but like also coming to terms with it. And I feel like so many people, and put like the way you look aside, like your physicality, so many people feel like not skinny, not fat, you know? So I think it's also something that kind of brings people together. But today I'm like, fuck, like it could trigger people. People could see the butt and think the fat is like negative, but it's not. So yeah, I think in today's age, I wish that wasn't the name. It also doesn't relate to anything pop culture, but it's sort of like stuck with me.
No, but I love you because honestly, I think you're brilliant. I also, you know, you're reasonable, you're nice, you're not savage in terms of, you know, talking about pop culture. And I love what you said. It's like, because you're interested and it comes out and you can tell that. What do you think was the game changer? Like, when did you realize, like, this is my calling?
Well, A, Molly, I always knew it. It's like, you know, like when singers are like, I was singing out of the womb. So I was like, you know, reading tabloids. No, I really was. I was actually, I used to go, you remember back in the Dizzle, I would go with my mom to the supermarket. She'd be like, help me and I'll shop. And I'd be like, okay, BRB, would go to the where the cashier is and all the magazines were. And those were like when the headlines were like literally lies, like Angelina Jolie, like pregnant with triplets, you know? But I'd live for that shit. And I would read the magazines. And then when blogs started happening, would subscribe to the blogs. And the dream in the back of my head was always to like do it in some way. Like I always envisioned like hosting or interviewing celebrities or something. And it happened, Molly, in the most random way, because who would have thought this would be the way? But I think looking back, it's like I was manifesting this happening my whole life, but I didn't know the vehicle in which it would happen.
It's definitely a vehicle. And you can tell, I mean, you can tell you're into it. One of Hirsch's old memes reads, looking back and on old pics, remember how you thought you were so fat then, but you're so much fatter now.
That went viral. Today would probably, people wouldn't be happy with me. But the thing is, like, those were one of the things when I named my account this and started writing like memes. It's like my whole life, I've had a really specific relationship with food. So many women do. And it's like, we judge ourselves so harshly, yet I could be judging myself harshly now. Look back in 5 years, be like, you were so hot. What is wrong with you? You know what I mean? Like now you look like shit or whatever. Be like, so I feel like it's so hashtag relatable. And so many people could feel that way. Where like, how often do you look at yourself, even as a confident person, and say, damn, I'm hot. I'm on fire. Like my body's looking good. So it comes from that. It's like, I put out there like things that I feel like a lot of us are feeling. I think that people can still relate to it. Maybe the way it's worded would get me in trouble today.
Do you worry about being canceled?
Yeah. Listen, I cover like reality TV stuff. So we see it all the time with like Bravo people. And it's just wild. And, you know, this isn't a Chris Harrison thing when he was like, let it okay in 2021. What are you? I don't mean it that way, but we did allow ourselves to speak without thinking how it would affect people and who is it triggering now. Everything I want to think, aside from being canceled or not, is like, wait, how would everybody feel about this? And if you make the decision that like, you actually don't give a fuck. And even if some people are like, that's not, like this morning, I wrote that I went to the pharmacy. I was in a good mood. It said that my prescription was ready. And then they were like, it'll be 15 minutes. I'm sweating. You know how it is in New York. It's cold outside. You walk into somewhere. It's fucking
hot. You're taking off every layer.
It's so hot. So I'm like, 15 fucking, what am I going to do here? So I posted about that. And then I get messages like, please respect the pharmacy worker. So it's like, obviously I respect their job. And I'm not saying they should like burn in hell. I'm just saying I had an annoying moment. So sometimes it's like, No. Do you need to think about every nitty gritty thing and never say anything again? No.
I love online shopping. Even better than that, I love shopping straight from my phone on an app where I can keep all my purchases separate and organized. Well, people, Macy's, I love me some Macy's, has done it again. Have you checked out their app? It's incredible. And if you haven't checked it out, go to the App Store immediately on your phone and download the Macy's app to check it out. You can literally take your shopping experience to a whole new level on their app. One thing I love is that they have a style quiz. You can take a style quiz and get recommendations tailored just for you. Then you can choose your favorites and keep a list of the looks that you get inspired by and maybe want to purchase later. Talk about organization. Mama loves me some good organization. It's basically like creating your own Pinterest wardrobe. I know I keep talking about spring vacation, but who isn't excited about that? And not just vacation, but spring fashion. I love the transition looks from winter to spring. We literally had an episode dedicated to all things spring. That's how obsessed with it I am. And it is fast approaching. And if you missed it, the incredible Mary Alice Haney and Andrea Loveland and I shared all our travel hacks, fashion essentials, and beauty hacks. We got into it, guys. We shared our favorite swimsuits, cover-ups, dresses, shoes, hats, bags, and so much more. And these are two stylists, meanwhile, that I, you know, have co-hosting with me. So they absolutely know what they're talking about. Wouldn't it be a dream to have your own stylist? Macy's makes it really easy to do just that. Macy's is making it so easy to stay on trend on top of online orders and returns. Another thing I love is their price checking feature. You can compare prices to make sure you're getting the best deal. They also have updated store maps so you can know exactly where to go the next time to swing by in person. Plus, Star Rewards members get special features like Star Money updates and exclusive savings sent right to their phones. Download today for iOS and Android. You guys, you're going to be obsessed.
Do you want to start a company but have no idea where to begin? Or do you have dreams of becoming an influencer? Well, the Life with Mariana podcast is here to help. I'm Mariana Hewitt, a Los Angeles-based influencer and co-founder of the clean skincare line, Summer Fridays. Each Tuesday, I'm talking to my friends from business owners, wellness experts, and more to share all of their best advice for you to live your best life. Make sure to tune in and subscribe to my podcast and follow me on Instagram at Mariana_Hewitt to see what's coming up each week so you don't miss an episode.
You have quite a few names, you guys. She has alter egos.
It's Lamanza and Commanda. I covered a lot of Kardashian stuff and love them and somehow pseudo infiltrated their family. So when I started getting, you know, from talking about them, started getting like their press packages and Kim Kardashian started following me on Instagram, it was a big moment for me. Okay, for example, Molly. Like, you're kind of like me in that way. I just saw you were really excited about the Britney Spears repost.
Oh, I died.
So a lot of people try to play cool, you know, in life and in this industry. It's like, yeah, like, I'm a content creator. And now I'm like, no. And for me, it's like, no, I'm a fangirl for fucking life. You know what I mean? Not going to play it cool. So, you know, I let everyone in on the Kardashian stuff, on, you know, how excited I was when, you know, Kourtney commented or Kim started following me or, you know, all this stuff, and then start getting their press packages. And so I am including myself in the family. So I'm Commanda now instead of Amanda. And Lamanda started because I came to LA for work like a month ago and literally was dressing differently. Like I was kind of Hailey Bieber. I was like, wait. So one of my followers already knows my stupid sticks or, you know, and then when you see that it's a theme, like I look at my DMs and I see like, you know, I was like, who is she? And people were like, Lamanda, Lamanda, Lamanda. I was like, Lamanda.
Lamanda lives in LA. She should visit more to LA. Lamanda.
She should visit. She wears trench coats.
She wears leather trench coats, heels.
She does.
She does. She wears like, events. She shows her belly. She has cutouts.
She wears a crop.
She wears a crop.
She podcasts out of Dear Media, you know, in parking lots. I was like, what are these fucking parking lots in LA? Anyway. The thing is, like, people like feeling part of something and like you can really tell and really feel it. And it's not like I'm trying to have that happen. It's like it's happening. So we have different shticks. people love it. And sometimes it's like, okay, guys, we're over this shit. Like, stop. You know, they get stuck on little shticks, but I'm on to the next.
Have you ever been blocked by a celebrity?
I'm currently blocked by Alec Baldwin and Shayna Mokler, both of which semi-understandably.
Oh, okay. Okay, tell us everything. Okay, 2022, Kylie had a baby. Tell me, okay, you mentioned you needed to up the investigation game recently. How did you keep up and find the latest news? Tell us everything. This is my one chance.
Well, A, in retrospect, it's kind of stupid of us to be like, when is she giving birth? When is she? Like, she's going to give birth eventually. We're going to know eventually. Let's simmer, you know? But honestly, I think what happened with Kylie is, like, if you guys remember, we didn't know she was pregnant. Then Caitlyn Jenner spilled the beans, as she does. Then Kylie confirmed it on social media. And it seemed like we were sort of going to be following her pregnancy journey. If you guys remember, she showed up to New York in this, like, catsuit. We saw her belly.
She looked hot.
She looked fucking hot. I was like, this is kind of nice. Like, she's not my favorite Kylie Jenner, but I'd like to follow her pregnancy. And then Astroworld happened, the tragedy there with Travis Scott. And it feels to me that that's when she sort of probably made a professional decision, probably not alone, that like, okay, I can't like be documenting my pregnancy anymore. Cause that's kind of when it stopped. She stopped posting. And then we're all wondering, cause like with these celebs, it's like, they don't give the due date. So we don't know. And we're like, the nails, the this. And like, if you people remember, and you were with us on this, when we were spiraling and conspiring that she's pregnant, we did find out because of the nails, because she was posting, she had stock posts to like, not shoot pregnant. Do you get what I mean? Anyway, we should have investigated deeper, Molly, because we missed the necklace that said 222. And if we hadn't in Vogue's 73 questions, we'd know that the baby was going to be born in February of 2022. And that would have given us nothing in our lives, but we would have known that. And
we would have known the information, Amanda. And that is what we care about. Okay. Who is your favorite Kardashian?
Tough one.
I know.
Because it was Kourtney.
Kourtney's now happy. She's so happy.
She's so happy.
She's so happy.
She's so goth.
She's so goth. She really has.
I mean, she's like about the skulls and living life. No, Kourtney was my favorite. Listen, years and years, I feel like, I think even in Instagram followers, she probably has the lowest. For some reason, like, people didn't get her. And I'm like, look at her street style. I feel like it's the most relatable. Like, could you imagine yourself wearing what Kim is wearing, what Chloe is wearing, or what Kourtney is wearing? And she always had like funny liners with Scott, like ABCD, you know, get out, or, you know, things she would say. So I was standing her very hard. Then I was the number one Kravis stan. But Kim kind of won me over lately. I loved her SNL.
She was phenomenal on SNL.
Phenomenal.
She's funny.
She can make fun of herself. Like, she's able. And I think that's why this family, like, I love them so much. And I give them a lot of credit where a lot of people don't, is like, they can make fun of themselves. They're like, you know, if it's funny, they'll love it. You know what I mean? If it has any humor, they're fine with it. So I respect that. And obviously we respect the fact that she's a hardcore businesswoman. She's like studying to be a lawyer, you know, helped a bunch of people get out of, you know, life in prison. I mean, you can't say that she isn't trying to use her, you know, her power for good. So I kind of put her on a pedestal this past year. And also, you can't take anything away from Chloe. I mean, she's the nicest person ever.
What is happening to Chloe? I feel so bad. Fuck Tristan. What? You got to keep it in. Like, I like Chloe so much. I feel so bad. She's such a great, cool girl. She's an awesome mom.
Did you see the stuff? I mean, Lamar Odom is on Big Brother now. So is Shayna Mokler.
Oh.
So I almost said, fuck, I need to watch, because those two, you know, could start talking. And he's also, you know, talking about Chloe a lot there. He's saying, well, it's kind of weird because he said they're like, I thought she would be here. And it's like, the producer's legit tell him like Chloe might come. Like, I don't know. He's still on Chloe. He still like really wants to make amends. And if you think about it, like, it makes sense because she was such a terrific wife to him. when he almost died, even though he was found in a fucking brothel, she was there for him, took care of him. And also, the best time of his life was when he was with her, and then it started kind of deteriorating. So he's talking about her a lot. I really think she's just, you know how, like, my mom always tells my little sister, like, you're too good. You're too good. Like, you have to have a little bit of, like, bitchiness or whatever to make it in the world. And it might be Chloe. Like, she's too good.
She's too good. She really is. I find the whole Kanye, Kim, Julia Fox, Pete Davidson, I'm confused, but I'm embracing it. I really okay. am.
I mean, listen, I don't think you can make sense of it. I think when Kanye and Kim announced that they're getting a divorce, it looked like it was going to be a really nice co-parenting situation. She was supporting him at Donda. You know, all this shit looked good. And then I think his ego at the end of the day, when she started dating Pete, started spiraling. And I'm not even talking about his mental health, because we all, like, you know, speculate if he's on his meds, off his meds. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to say, like, it looks like when she started with Pete and it became public and people mm-hmm. are fucking dying over it, that he did not like that. And he's even doing, like, messy moves, like the Julia Fox thing and how public it is and how wild. I mean, for her, she won the lottery because she's all over.
Hold on. Did you see the picture where he gifted her friends like 12 Birkins?
Yes. So my question is, are all the Birkins for her and her friends to take a photo with it? Or do they actually get to keep the Birkins, is my question.
I'm hoping they get to keep the Birkins. I mean, like, Julia, I can be a really great friend.
Yeah, it's a good time to be friends with Julia. You know what I mean?
Totally.
It's a confusing situation because then, listen, last night he was seen with, like, a Kim lookalike. This is even freakier. I just posted it. It's like this woman, a different woman, is dressing up like Kim. Catsuit top to bottom, those glasses that Kim wears, and she was seen with him at Nobu. And it's like, what is happening?
What is happening? Did, like, she cover her hands as well?
Yeah, it was a complete, it Balenciaga. Was like a Kim lookalike. Like, you know how celebs sometimes have, like, stand-in? It was like that. So I don't know if it's his, like, way of, I don't know. But Kendall Jenner was also there. Travis Scott was also there. And then you're like, wait, what's happening? So they're like, cool with Kanye while Kanye is, like, posting about Kim not letting him see Chicago. I mean, it's very messy and it's like, I want to cover it, but then you're like, it's so sad. But at the same time, like, yeah.
I remember as a kid, it was the best day ever when we were able to have a soda. My favorite was always a nice cold glass of orange soda. There was nothing better than on a hot day. Well, as I got older, I had to stop drinking soda. And honestly, I missed it. I missed it until I discovered Olipop. I'm telling you guys, it's the fastest growing functional beverage brand in America. And for good reason. Olipop is changing the game from traditional sodas. It tastes just like the sodas I grew up with. But unlike all the sodas, it's full of sugar and corn syrup and artificial ingredients like aspartame. Olipop is made with natural ingredients that are so good for you. You guys, everybody is loving this soda. We love soda. We just don't like the unhealthy ingredient list on traditional sodas. Olipop has all the nostalgic flavors you can think of. Vintage cola, classic root beer, orange squeeze, cherry vanilla, strawberry vanilla, and their newest flavor, classic grape. Oh my God, it's so good. I love the strawberry vanilla. Gray cannot stop drinking the root beer. He's obsessed. You guys, it's incredible. It's very, very light, yet so flavorful. I try only to drink water, but sometimes you want some flavor, and Olipop is the perfect way to do that guilt-free. Olipop is much, much lower in sugar than conventional sodas. It only has 2 to 5 grams of sugar from natural sources, no added sugar. Their vintage cola has just 2 grams of sugar compared to regular Coca-Cola, which has 39 grams of sugar. Their products are non-GMO, vegan, paleo, and keto-friendly with less than 8 gram net carbs per can. You guys, we miss soda. We miss it. I miss it. And now we have Olipop. They are so confident with you that you will love their products. They're offering 100% money back guarantee for orders placed through their website. You can find Olipop in over 8,000 stores across the country, including Kroger, Target, Whole Foods, Sprouts, Wegmans. You guys receive 20% off plus free shipping on your order. I recommend personally trying their variety pack. That way you get to try all the delicious flavors. Go to drink. drinkolipop.com/lipstick or use code lipstick at checkout to claim this deal. That's drinkolipop, drinkolipop.com/lipstick.
I do love Machine Gun Kelly and a little Megan Fox, though.
Hot. You do?
I do.
You're turned on by him?
He's like 6'4". He's kind of hot. I mean, he's too young for me, but he's hot. He's dirty.
It's so
he's
funny.
Hot.
I feel like so many people would have sex with Machine Gun Kelly. He's like somehow like his sex appeal really appeals to a lot of different women that you wouldn't expect. Like you, like, I feel like he is too dirty for you.
Yeah, he's not. No.
Like, no, he's not.
No.
You're like, give me that cigarette breath. No. Thank
and she's
you.
So freaking hot. She is beautiful.
Well, there was like a TikTok that was really funny when they kind of started being really public that was like, are they hot or is she so hot that she's elevating the fuck out of him? That's kind of how it happens, right? Like guys get hotter girls.
Totally. Thought we'd play a little fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
I'm going to start with food.
Okay.
French fries, sushi, pizza.
Okay. French fries,
sushi, pizza.
Yeah. I think I'm marrying sushi because I'm a basic ass bitch. I'm fucking French fries because what you could always eat French fries. And I'm gonna kill pizza. So many people are gonna hate me for this, but like I like pizza, but it's not something you could eat. Like I'm picturing this question as like I'm, you know, Tom Hanks on Castaway. What would I want there with me all the time? Pizza wouldn't be a vibe at all hours of the day.
No.
Okay. Do you agree? What would be yours?
I would fuck French fries for sure. You can do that literally any time of the day. I love sushi. Pizza, not so much.
Okay. So yeah. We're on the same vibe. Yeah.
Paloma spicy margarita martini.
Oh, I really want to drink a martini because it looks cool, but I currently am not. So I'll kill it. Mm. I'll marry spicy margarita because of love. And I'll fuck Paloma.
Machine Gun Kelly, Kanye, or Travis Barker?
Oh, shit. Okay, marrying Travis Barker because what a lover. You know, what a good husband. What a sweetie. I'm going to fuck Machine. I'm going to off Kanye.
I like it. You are a new mom. Your Instagram
is that new?
Noah's
a year and a
mom.
Half?
A year. That's new. That's changed your life.
Well, by the way, it says Noah's mom is a joke, which like new people wouldn't get, but it's also a thing. Because when Gigi had her baby, she had it close to mine. And she changed it to Kai's mom. So I changed it to Noah's mom. So
we love Gigi.
We love Gigi. And I loved her the way she became a mom. And that's why I was like, you know, just she was seen out and about in New York all the time with the baby. And you could tell she was really hands-on. And that was the joke. I feel like it doesn't look like I'm the typical put mom in your bio person. So just so you know, it does relate to... You know, pop culture and shit. It's not random.
Has it hard, like, making the switch to being on your own, living your life, living in New York, to it's baby time?
I mean, you know that, like, when you're a mom, it's so wild how, even though it's from 0 to 100, it's, like, innate in you that it just becomes that. You know, it just immediately when he was born, it was like, hey, this is what I do now. And I did. I always promised myself, because when my husband had wanted to have babies a lot before I agreed to, which is so fun when they're the ones that want it. It's like, do you have to be pregnant? Do you? So it's not like I didn't like kids, love them, wanted them, but I always felt like, and a lot of women feel this, like I didn't get to where I wanted yet in my career. I didn't do all the things. And then finally I was like, okay, let's do it. And I sometimes even say, not that I'm that spiritual, but it's like, it does feel like when he was born is when really shit took off. Like, I just feel like he brought the mazel. He brought that extra motivation or extra something. And I always promised myself that when I had a baby, you know, I would keep doing what I want to do. And I would keep, you know, I wouldn't just be like, okay, baby, that's all. And that's what happened. Like, I literally, you know, watch my shows while he was on me, or, you know, incorporate him if he's with me. And so it literally was a beautiful thing. It's really hard to do, you know, everything. I mean, being a mom is hard.
Being a mom is hard. I mean, I have three. So, and living in New York City as a mom can be easy and be hard, because it's what you were saying. Like, you're so on and then you're off, and then everything is like
just heightened in New York. And when you have the baby and you're strolling and you go into the place, it's like you've gotten there and you've gotten up an elevator, you've gone down an elevator, you've gotten him dressed, you've gotten him undressed, you've literally thrown French fries and formula and breast milk all over the place. And you're like, okay, I'm still alive. I'm still here.
Yeah, no, it's exactly that. It's elevators and it's getting in. It's schlepped, flustered. It's like, you're always flustered. A hat is falling, you know, he's screaming, you're putting the sack on him. He has like a freaking like huge blanket in his stroller. You have to zip it up, zip it down. Everything is a big deal. But at the same time, it's also really nice to just go, you know, spend time by being outside and walking with the stroller. But it is wild to have a baby in New York because it's also so cold. It's like the last week has been freezing. It's like, what do we do? What do we do? Where do we go? And then you're inside and that's hard when you're inside with your kid all day. It's fucking hard.
Will you have another one? Should I ask your husband?
I will, but I literally think Noah will need to be at the age where he like will help me with it. You know what I mean? That's what I'm envisioning. I'm like, he needs to be at the age where I'm like, Noah, go get this. And he'll like go.
I mean, it does change your life in a good way. Like someone was like, oh, you know, don't you remember the time before kids? I'm like, yes, I do very well. I'm like,
I remember. You do.
I do. I remember it very well. I could go to brunch and drink and not have a hangover and not have to wake up with you. Yes, I.
It, isn't it wild? Like you picture my sister just went on like vacation and we're both going to the same country at the same time. And like the way she's planning her trip is so different. She could just like, boop, you know, and all I'm worrying about is like Noah. And it's wild. And sometimes when you realize that your whole day revolves around it and your whole plans revolve around it, it's a lot. I don't get how my mom had three or you have three. It's like with one, I'm like flustered and sweating. So how do you do it with three?
And it's also like fucking packing. So when you have one, it's like you have three. And if you go one night, you might as well go for a month because you have to pack the same shit. You have to pack everything.
And then hotel rooms, it's like you always have to get a fucking like suite. Because then what are you going to do? Like my husband and I, before we realized, we would get like a regular hotel room and find ourselves on the balcony, like eating like with a flashlight from your phone because you can't wake up the baby. So it's hard. And like, not everyone can, you know, it's like now we have to book. It's like, I always look if there's a separate room because I want to be able to at least enjoy my night on the terrace.
No, I know.
Anyway,
we would put them asleep in the bathroom, but then neither one of us could go to the fucking bathroom. So we found ourselves going down in the lobby of the goddamn hotel because I'm like, what? Again, we need a suite. We can't just have like one. It's like, oh, it's nice. We're all in the same room. No, you can't go to the bathroom because they're sleeping.
You can't go to the bathroom because they're sleeping. But I once did like a questions thing where I was like, I was asking people about hotel things and people have done wild things. I mean, people brought monitors to the hotel bar. I was like, what is the wildest things you've done when traveling with a kid? Yeah, traveling with a kid. I mean, they call it like it's not a vacation, it's relocation or some shit, right?
Yeah, it's not a vacation.
All right, you guys, I have a new obsession. You all know I love interiors. I've never met a couch I didn't like. Whether we're talking about my house or my office, I love redesigning a space and making it yours. Well, I have found the perfect company that makes it even easier. It's called Claire. Claire is a new online paint brand that makes paint shopping simple. Claire takes the hassle out of paint shopping with a streamlined selection of designer-curated colors, mess-free peel-and-stick paint swatches, and premium paint and supplies delivered straight to your door. It's so, so perfect for right now because who wants to go back and forth to the hardware store when you don't have to? Claire makes picking paint colors easy and hassle-free. If you need help choosing a color, everybody needs help choosing a color. It's so hard. You can try Claire Color Genius, a fun 2-minute quiz. It's like having an interior designer help you choose a paint color. You answer a few easy questions about your space and your style, and Claire delivers a personalized paint color recommendation just for you. Another tool to help make choosing a color easy is Claire's peel and stick paint swatches. Game changer, you guys. I know it sounds weird, but when you're picking white, and you have to change around because the trees reflect the green and white looks different in every room. So the peel and stick, honestly, it's so good. What's also great about Claire is that the brand offers better paint formulations that are zero VOC, GreenGuard Gold certified for better indoor air quality and meets the most stringent chemical emission standard. So it's paint you can feel good about using in your home. And if you didn't understand any of the last sentence that I just said, just trust me. They take every precaution. Claire is a female-founded company, which I love, and its founder and CEO also happens to be an extraordinary interior designer. She saw that the traditional paint shopping experience was outdated and full of hassle and decided to create a better brand and a whole new experience that's easier, more convenient, and more inspiring. Visit Claire at www.claire.com/lipstick. That's CLARE.com/lipstick to get started. Use code LIPSTICK to receive $5 off your first gallon of paint. That's www.clare.com/lipstick with code LIPSTICK for $5 off.
Wait, what happened with Emily Ratajkowski?
Oh, Emrata then. What happened with her? She's really hot. She has like a gazillion abs and we support her and we think she's hot. I mean, I think she knows it. It's all good. I think what happened was she gave birth. And then like 3 days later, she posted a photo promoting her swimsuit. She has a swimsuit line in Emirata or like part of a clothing line. And her body looked like it did before the, so I was like, no, I was like, this must be before the baby.
Yeah.
And she's posting it now because it was 8 days ago she had the baby. But then if you zoomed, you saw that there was a Dock-a-Tot, which you know what that is. It's like a baby lounger in the background of the photo. And she even wrote, excuse the Dock-a-Tot. So then as a person that delves deep into things, I was posting in a funny way. I was like, wait, so the photo is from now. So meaning she does look like this right now. And she wants us to know that it's from now because she said, excuse the Dock-a-Tot. So we know that there's a Dock-a-Tot. So we know she had the baby. So that was my like really intense analyzing of the photo. And then it became a thing because I told you people love things. So it was like, let's say Molly, you're in the Dear Media office and let's say you're feeling really hot, really frisky and you take a photo and you're like, Dear Media, I love Dear Media. No, you posted the photo because you're really hot in it. You didn't post it to like show that you're at Dear Media.
Totally.
That was a bad example, but you get it. So I was trying to say, thanks to the Dock-a-Tot because like, you know. So that became a thing. And then I kind of have to live my life like nobody's watching, even though people are watching, you know, like if she sees it, she sees it. It's not like I'm saying something bad, you know. And then she went on Howard Stern to promote her book titled My Body. Take a moment. And in it, Howard Stern asked her, he was like, so you had the baby. And this is his exact words, which kind of annoyed me. He was like, you had the baby. And then everyone was like, will she bounce back? When will she bounce back? And I was like, okay, nobody was asking that, Howard, but like, you know, whatever. So then she answered and she was like, and then I did bounce back. Again, this is verbatim because it's memorized in my head. She's like, and then I did. And people were really angry about it, especially this one woman with a small following, me. So obviously I posted it. Everyone was like, woman with a small following, like, what a dig, what a dig, what a dig. And do I think she said that on purpose to be like catty? No, I think she probably thinks of me as a woman with a small following, which is okay. You know, relatively to her, you know, 25 million, I'm a woman with a small following, but it did make it sound like I'm some Karen from like Idaho, you know, just like talking about her. It's like, she could have said, girl from Instagram.
Amanda,
I would
Hirsch.
Like that more. Girl from Instagram. Fine with me. So anyway, that became a thing. And that's how small following became a thing. So I think she misread it as being really angry about a woman being hot after birth. And that is not at all. We were joking about the fact that we thought the photo might be from before, but she made it clear. Like we didn't have to double think about it because the Dock-a-Tot was there. And I mean, it's so fucking stupid, but I don't hate her at all. And
she had no downtime. She literally had no downtime.
She had no time with the diapers that you get from the hospital that I was in for like a month. Like I was in for more than the amount of time. I was like, I'm going to finish these. I'm going to finish the stock I got, you know?
Amanda, I weighed 201 pounds when I went in for my first baby. I had a thyroid problem. I didn't bounce back.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it took me 18 months. I gained 83, 85 pounds.
Wait, was that only for your first pregnancy?
Correct. I ended up having an undiagnosed thyroid problem. And yeah, I still had to lose the weight. My mom came and she was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know.
Okay, we do a little rapid fire here on Lipstick on the Rim. Have you ever worn socks with sandals?
Yes.
Are you a morning person or night person?
If I say both, is that annoying? I'm morning more.
You're morning? I would think you're night.
Really?
Yeah, I'm morning.
I'm morning. I'm a vibe in the morning.
When's your birthday? You're a Gemini.
Yeah, May 31st.
May 25th. Literally,
I always get along with Geminis. It's wild.
Me too.
It's wild.
If a movie was made out of your life, what genre would it be? Action, comedy, romance, horror, fantasy?
I love that. Comedy.
Texting or talking?
Texting.
Favorite travel destination?
Israel.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how good are you at keeping secrets? 10 being you're really good at it.
I'm really good. Do you know how much shit people tell me that I don't share?
How would you rate your karaoke skills on a scale from 1 to Mariah Carey?
Oh my God. 1.
LA or New York?
New York. I know, LaManda. It's like, she'll pop up again.
I think New York. Can you touch your toes without bending your legs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm flexing. Yeah.
If you had a superpower, what would it be?
Do you like being asked questions on the spot?
I like that. I have a superpower. I would want to be invisible so I could just like be.
Okay. I'm teleporting. Duh.
Yeah. I thought you'd probably say that. Favorite cocktail?
Well, I already told you. I love a margarita. And favorite, a basic bitch Aperol spritz.
Favorite book?
Twilight.
Amanda Hirsch, if you were to give your 10-year-old self a piece of advice, what would it be?
That's so cute. Keep on being you, babe. Keep on being you.
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. I mean, think of what you've done. And, you know, we joke that her small following is actually a massive following. And I think you've got it. You're so real and authentic. And I can talk about you, so you don't have to talk about yourself. But, LaManda, you are very good at what you do. And for someone who's in this world and in the world of gossip and entertainment, you do it well and you don't do it mean. And I have to say, I'm a big fan, not skinny, but not fat. She is mom of one, Noah. You guys, make sure and follow her. You're awesome. You really are.
You're awesome.
And I just think, like, my girlfriends love you. My husband might love you too. We just love that you really are unfiltered, but you're very authentic. And it's very refreshing in a world where at any moment of every day, you could get canceled. So it's not, I know it's not easy.
Yeah. It's not easy, but it's also be you, babe. No, I'm just kidding. I think it's just a lot of times for anybody that wants to do something, it's like, obviously you work hard at something. You're passionate about something. At the end of the day, it's like, I'm not saying come to me. I'm going to give you all the scoops right away. No, I'm just saying I'm obsessed and passionate and we'll talk to you about it, you know?
Yeah. And I also think, you know, you go back to the word passionate, but you do love what you do.
Yeah.
I can hear it in your voice when I'm listening to you, when I'm seeing you now and meeting you, you know, in person for the first time. But there is a love that I think when people ask me, like, you know, how do you get, like, pick what you love to do and go after it? And I think you've done it so well and you've made such a good path. And I have to say, I know you probably hate the name because now you're like, not skinny, but not fat. Everybody kind of feels that way. They just do.
Everyone kind of feels that way.
They really do. You're the best of the best of the best. Make sure and listen to Not Skinny But Not Fat Amanda Hirsch. You're awesome. We love
you. Thank you. I had so much fun.
And normally this is a beauty podcast. So I wanted to switch it up because I'm obsessed with you.
I love it.
And guess what? I didn't even ask you about your skincare. Aren't you proud of me?
Yes! I'm so proud. You would have never known that this is like share your beauty secrets. Like, really amazing. I had so much fun. For real, I'm telling you.
You're the best of the best. That is a wrap on Lipstick on the Rim. Oh my God, you guys, she is so funny. She's so hilarious. Make sure and check out Not Skinny But Not Fat. And we will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim and Molly B. Sims, or my website where you can dive just a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and more at mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. Wanted to give a special thanks to my team, Ashley Gasparian, Schaefer Carrillo, Ashley Sanchez, and Michelle Harrison, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.